Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to naturally, easily experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. Why? So we can enjoy a global loving community. Well, that's a big goal. So we'll just be satisfied if we can make a few lives happier today, like yours. And we want it to be something simple. So that when you call and let me know how it worked, I'll hear you say,
"That was easy."
Yes, we're going for easy. And today, oh, how many times have you wondered, what are some of the answers? And you've gotten hints that you hear business top business executives about trusting their gut. Well, this is all good, and yet until we learn to begin to trust ourselves, our intuitions, then we're relying a lot on others. And that's okay if you pick wisely, but when no one's around except yourself, well, you want to be able to tune in. Well, guess what today's guest is going to help us do? Exactly that. We are so blessed to have Melissa Perry Morasia. And that's not about the Asian continent. It's actually spelled M-O-R-A-J-A, but pronounced Morasia. And she is an acclaimed author of a wonderful book, Empower Your Soul. Create balance in your life by trusting your intuition. And this book draws on her 17 years of professional experience working for Fortune 100 companies like Johnson & Johnson, AT&T, IBM, just to name a few, and doing ongoing education and research in metaphysics, parapsychology, colors, and energy to help you unleash the power of your intuition starting when? Now, today. And Melissa has over 15 years of speaking and conducting workshops nationally and internationally, sharing her intuitive business and artistic knowledge with hundreds of people at a time. Additional education that she did in astrology, hypnotherapy, Reiki, remote viewing, dream analysis, transformational therapy, and healing energy work, all of this work allows Melissa to utilize the various intuitive methods to successfully tailor each client's specific needs, desires, and interests. And she has been featured on radio and television, and currently she's working on two additional self-help books besides this wonderful one, Empowering Your Soul. So without further ado, let me welcome Melissa Morasia. Hello.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, Melissa. And I want to, before we get started, you have given permission if people wanted to call in and ask some questions about their lives, You've agreed that you would do that, is that correct?
You know, I would be more than happy to.
Okay. Well, let me put out those numbers. People can call in toll-free in the United States to 877-876-5227. For our friends in the U.S. or Canada, there's a number, 888-815-9756. And for another alternative, or for people out of the U.S. and Canada, 530-876-3222. So the lines are open, and let's get started to learn a little bit more about this wonderful book that you've written.
Yes, so, you know, Empower Your Soul. You know, I wrote this book, it was out of the request of my clients. They had asked me for a good 10-plus years to write a book and share my knowledge, you know, in written form, so that way they could also develop their intuition outside of my workshops and, you know, my little support groups that I always had going. And so that's pretty much how the book came about. It's really to help people tap into, you know, our natural ability that we've all been born with and to use it in our daily lives. In making decisions and making choices, and I heard a clicker.
We might be having a caller on the line. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very good. And what's your name?
This is Andrea.
Andrea?
Yes.
Andrea, hi. Do you perhaps have a question for Melissa?
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Where are you from, Andrea?
I'm in Indiana.
Okay, great. Not too far from me. I'm in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Great. I was just curious. Well, I heard some of the things that you do, and I'm asking if you could help me along. I've been looking for a job for a long time, and I got to figure out this one particular thing about placement of medical people in jobs has come up. And it's been nagging at me, but I just wasn't sure about it because I'd never did it before, and it's sort of sales-oriented, but it just keeps coming back. Do you feel anything around
that? You definitely, your spirit guides are definitely pulling me towards helping or assisting people in the medical profession. One of the things, I know you mentioned sales, did they mention like an assistant or where, you know, because I always get a picture of, you know, a lot of salespeople on the road, but I keep seeing you more behind a desk.
More behind a desk.
Yeah, where you'd be more behind a desk. And I'm actually getting that the 15th of a month, and I'm going to say in 2 months, so April, so I'm going to say the 15th of May seems to be more of the job opportunity for you. And I do get something with career placement. So are you working with a career placement or a recruiting company yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I feel like that's where the job is coming from.
Okay. So you said in May, around
I'm
going
to say right around May 15th.
Okay. Because I have been curious about doing some work, like energy type, healing type of work, too. But I know I need to get a foothold and to get me a job, period. So
yeah, you know, it's you definitely have, and I mentioned this earlier, is the medical energy, so like the healing, the, you know, and just, you know, sometimes just to be able to pay your bills, you have to, you know, most people have to have some type of second income coming in. You are a healer. You would be great in that field. And I believe the universe is pushing you in that field, even working for a company that specializes in that area. Yes, go into energy work. I don't see it as your number one bread and butter, but it definitely is going to be a part of who you are.
Okay. So is that the part-time thing, or is that going to be full-time? Because I was looking for part-time just to make it to that placement.
I'm seeing at least 30 plus hours, so I'm going to say it's a little more than the part-time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to say you're going to be putting in a little bit more than part-time hours.
Okay. Can you tell me why it takes me so long to get one? Am I blocking something?
Because it takes me so long to get a job?
Yeah, because I can't even seem to get part-time right now.
Let me see. One of the things that your guides are showing me is, they're showing me that you've done a lot of work in the past, but they keep showing me a gentleman, and it looks like a father energy that maybe had a little bit more control over you, you know, than an average father. And as a result, they're showing me in this life that that's something that you're going to be working on yourself, is to own your own abilities, your strengths, and your own power at a greater level. And that's kind of where you're evolving to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because there's a lot of discord. So, yeah. So I appreciate very much.
And you will. How old are you right now, Andrew, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry?
Around.
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
What is your age?
49.
Okay, 49. Your guides mentioned 52, right around your 52nd birthday. You seem to really be reaching more of a secure point in your life financially, and also where you become more of an equal, or you're seeing yourself more of an equal with authority figures. And that is going to be something that, you know, that will help you move into almost like a leader or a manager type position.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and good luck and blessings to you.
Thank you, and you as well. Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, excellent. Wow.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful energy. They're very soft, gentle, you know, but there's someone that has a lot of power inside of her.
Yes, and what you may not realize, on your website, if we go to Melissa Morasia, which is www.melissamoraja.com, and click on testimonials, one of the first ones that we see is from a fella, John, who's a manager at a Fortune 100 technology corporation, which I'm sure he wanted to, you know, keep some of that confidential. But his comments, it's so directly related. He says, in our session a few weeks ago, you said almost first thing, you are changing jobs in June. I almost wrote it off since it was around May 15th, but did write it down. Yesterday, the job was offered, trip to Switzerland, also mentioned in our session, leadership, managing people mentioned. I'm not directly managing, but have many people who I lead in vision and direction. You are so in touch, it's scary. So Andrea's got more to look forward to than she may realize.
Yeah, I really think she does. She's got some opportunities ahead, you know, ahead of her.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. And here you are with this beautifully developed gift, and then with your book, Empowering Your Soul, where you're helping us to go to a level of getting more in touch with our own work. And many people out there may have heard of James von Prague, who is a noted spiritual medium. And he looked at your book, and I see where he commented, saying this is one of the most comprehensive soul manuals I have read.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I believe the reason that he said it as a soul manual, because it goes through helping someone really discover who you are, you know, because the first step in any, you know, in any healing work and in any work in trying to create your future is you got to get to know who you are. To create a dream that really doesn't fit into your soul's purpose, you know, you're going to be working and sending out a lot of energy, and there's probably not going to be much movement, or you're going to have roadblock after roadblock. So that's really, you know, the first key.
So are you intimating that if myself or some of our listeners out there have been running into roadblocks, or have felt like they were kind of like pushing a large rock up a steep hill with their nose, that this may be one of the signals that a change in direction might be appropriate?
Yes, you know, and I think a lot of people, you know, just think that they have bad luck or for some reason, you know, something's, you know, going against them in the universe. And I would say it probably is not something in the universe, or it's more or less the universe trying to tell you that perhaps this isn't the area that you would really be good in or at.
Huh.
And I've been in those situations, and I'll give you a good one. When I was 23 years old, I was an accounting system support coordinator. So I was responsible for helping a law firm convert their accounting system over. I was miserable. I mean, I was completely miserable. I would go home with migraines, and they ended up letting me go. They ended up letting me go after 6 months of being there. It was the best thing that ever happened to me because I walked right into becoming an intuitive, so a psychic medium. And I love it. I've never been happier. You know, some people, you know, wake up every single day wanting to be an interior decorator, you know.
Yeah.
And it may not happen tomorrow, but follow that passion inside of you.
Ah, okay. As you were describing some of the ways of...
Sometimes the money's not the most important, because the money, if you're following your passion and the love that you really want to do, it will come. But in the same breath, and I just want people, you know, who are listening to know, sometimes in order to get to that end result, it may take 10 years, it may take 5 years, it may take 1 year, you know, so you may have to supplement your income.
Ah, okay.
In order to get it, because we still live in a physical world, we still have bills to pay, and.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I'm hearing correctly, is that when a person connects with what is their passion, is their desire, if they get in touch with, if money was no object, what would make them the happiest? How they would want to contribute and be involved in the world?
Yes.
To hold on to that. Very tightly, in terms of this is where I'm going to end up. This is my destination to do this, and then to plan from where they're at. It's not necessarily throw everything away where they're at and pick that up instantly, but to, in a smooth progression, transform themselves from where they're at into that vision, into that dream.
Yes. Yes, and we all can do it.
And I think it'll be great for those people that have kind of been struggling and not connecting to that dream. I was there reminiscing in my mind of early childhood experiences with having this board with different shape holes in it, and then the proverbial square peg and the round hole thing.
Yes.
And you know, and how often we're over there going, well, I am just going to make this fit. I don't care how many years it takes me to get that square peg in that round hole. I'm going to do it. And what you're reminding us is, wait a minute.
Maybe there's another hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's not the square one or the round one.
Yes. You're guiding us through your book, Empowering Your Soul, to have a more holistic approach.
It definitely is a more holistic approach. It really encompasses the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. You know, and I bring it to a very mainstream, down-to-earth perspective. You know, I'm the first one that loves having a beer on the back porch. You know.
Well, that's good. So that lets people know that you're just kind of good old folks. and yet you've earned the respect of some very high level professionals, and have devoted yourself to this career, and you were fortunate enough to pay attention to the signal. When you got released from that one accounting job, you didn't say, well, geez, I probably just need to go find a different accounting job.
Right. No, I listened. I knew. It was that point in my life that I really knew who I was, you know, and I had taken steps. I started taking steps a few years earlier to start pursuing this type of career. You know, I just wasn't financially stable enough. And then when the time came, I thought, I'm going to go for it. I was young enough, and why not?
Yeah, there you go. Now, regarding your book, how can people gain the most value from your book? Is there, you know, is it just begin in the beginning and read every, you know, thing, or is there some kind of hints that you could give?
But my recommendation with this book is to go through it from beginning to end and then use it as a reference point or a reference tool. You know, there's a dream section in there, you know, that I even listed some of the most common dream symbols. There is a, you know, if you want to be able to see your aura, I've got two exercises in there that really go through how you can see your aura. Now, you're not going to see this, you know, wonderful rainbow, but you're going to start seeing, you know, that white light energy, you know, around yourself, you know, and I think that's the first step of developing yourself. So, you know, my recommendation is you've got to start from the beginning. You got to start from getting to know who you are in order to then be able to create your future. And so my book takes you... Oh, I heard another beep, but
yeah,
let me just one thought.
Another caller, I believe. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. And with whom are we speaking?
This is Veronica.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. I have a question for Melissa. I was wondering, a spiritual path, where do you see me going spiritually?
Can you say it a little bit louder, Veronica?
Okay. As far as spiritually, really going towards that direction. Do you see me being maybe spiritual-wise?
You know, I actually do. I actually get two things around you immediately as you started talking. One is I keep seeing you dancing, you know, like your spirits are dancing and you're dancing. They showed me that you're going to do some type of instructional teaching. I don't see you speaking, you know, like lecturing or touring or anything like that, but I do see you in front of a classroom instructional teaching. They also told me that you are very open with intuitive, psychic, being able to really develop that to a very prophetic level. And then third, they were telling me, and I don't know if you've ever thought of this or if this is already in your life, are you involved with, like, it may be indigo children or autistic children or children with ADD at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
What do you suggest as far as opening my psychic abilities?
What
do you suggest?
What do you suggest?
I would say taking a psychic development course. One of the things, and if you don't have the resources there, that's one of the things that my book can help you with. I always suggest to people, if you're looking to develop your intuition, the first step is to start paying attention to the things around you. Start paying attention to what you smell, what you see, what you hear. The visions that you get even in your dreams, or when you're sitting there and you're talking to someone, you know, a lot of us start going into a daydream state. Pay attention to where you're going, because a lot of times it's also a symbol or a message that's going on in either that person's life that you're talking to. You know, so if you're wanting to develop your intuition, the first step is really to start paying attention to the messages that are in your surroundings.
All right. Okay, I'll do that.
The other thing with you is, like, yoga would be great for you, because I just keep seeing you meditating and really going into a deep, almost like a hypnotic state. So, you know, I think you're going to be able to develop that part of yourself very naturally.
All right, I'll try yoga. I've been thinking about it lately, actually. Okay. Thank you very much,
Veronica.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And for others that may want to be calling in, let me give you those numbers again. Toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. And for those areas, as well as outside of the U.S. and Canada, call in on 530-876-3222 and pose a question to Melissa Perry Morasia, a wonderful intuitive that has written the book, Empowering Your Soul, highly recommended by noted intuitive and spiritual medium, James von Prague. So Melissa, we're learning to get more in touch with ourselves and to pay more attention to that which is around us. And you've made mention that you've sequenced the book so that you'd suggest a person literally go step by step through it. And I was just wondering, as a person begins this journey, if there was one principle that's a must for people to read, which would it be?
You know, and that is a great question. I hate harping on this, but it's really, I would say, the first principle: getting to know yourself. You know, it's a natural ability for all of us to kind of, you know, to soul search throughout our lives, and I think that's where, you know, some of the soul searching can be relieved by really getting to know who you are, what you like. You know, we all listen to other people, you know, instead of listening to ourselves. You know, this person said, geez, I'd really be good at a baseball player, or I should go for a career in here. Then you start pursuing that path, and all of a sudden you realize, geez, I'm really not liking this.
Yeah.
Everyone really has that intuitive gut feeling, and if you listen to that, you're going to be much better off in the end. I mean, you know, Ken, I mean, there's probably numerous times that you could probably even think of where you sat there thinking, why didn't I listen to myself?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that, I think that is going to be the key, is believe in yourself, get to know yourself, and follow your own gut instinct over anyone else's.
Huh. You mean even commercials?
What do you mean, even commercial?
Well, isn't that the ultimate source of self-knowledge from Madison Avenue and television and radio commercials?
You know, we are our own. I know. We are our own little radio antenna. You know, we have the answers for ourselves. It's just, you know, we as human beings at this point in time in our evolution don't believe or trust our own
selves. Right. Okay, so the philosophy, when in doubt, turn on the television and then be guided by the first few commercials that will guide you to what you ultimately need for happiness?
Yeah, no.
That's not part of your book?
That actually is not part of my book.
Oh.
But people do, and it's, you know, I mean, I've got three kids, and as soon as they see anything, you know, I need that toy. They told me I need that toy.
Yeah.
They told me I needed to go to Chuck E. Cheese today. I'm like, I don't think so.
Yes, you're hearing voices? Well, of course you are. It's being broadcast.
I know.
Now we got to shut out those voices and begin to tune into our own.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Oh, and any hints, I mean, because it's good advice to, of course, say, all right, get to know yourself. And you began to mention something, one, in terms of take a look at preferences, it's things that you like. And I don't know if that would, you know, if you can expand upon that a little bit of, you know, steps
yeah,
that person
you know,
could take.
Everyone has their own interests, and people have their own opinion on what you should do for a career. And thank God, you know, my intuition that I've been very, you know, very blessed with being able to take out my ego and be able to, you know, share, you know, what spirit gives me of someone else. But, you know, and I'll give you a good example. My husband would love for me to get into the real estate business.
Ah.
And, but it's because he really wants to get into it. And instead of him owning his own passion and dream and goal, he thinks, well, maybe if my wife gets into it, then I'll get into it. And I'm like, you know, and I've made it very clear, that's not my calling in this life. I would be more than happy to help him with his calling.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, a lot of people, you know, I mean, when I was in high school, I always wanted to go to art school. And instead, my art teacher, I was a junior in high school, she persuaded me to go for an undergraduate in business. So I graduated with a finance degree instead of an art degree.
Huh.
And this was on the recommendation of your
art teacher.
I would have loved to have had an art education, but you know, I never followed it because of, I listen, you know, at the time in high school, I listened to what other people thought was best for me.
Yes.
And where am I now? I'm painting. I'm teaching. I'm doing exactly what I knew I should have been doing in high school.
So some of that wouldn't have to do a lot of searching, but to drift back into some of our childhood joys.
Yes, you know, whatever you enjoy as a child, you know, I mean, if you enjoy playing baseball, you know, even if someone isn't physically able to play baseball, you know, competitively, maybe they can do something else in the baseball arena.
Yes.
You know,
yes. Okay,
to
be around somewhere involved in sports, athletic, and type of a thing, so that you can be around an energy that really makes you happy.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well, this is good. Now, one of the things that is kind of elusive for so many people today is that concept of a balanced life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, with the economic pressures and the cultural pressures and the war on something, it's like a menu. You know, what war do you want to look at today? We got the war on drugs, we got the war on crime, we got the war on wars, we got
right.
the war on terrorism. It's like, whew, that's enough to keep a body busy. What can you say to help, can people really find some balance in their lives today?
You know, I have to be honest, it is going to be a life journey. There are going to be times that people feel very balanced. You know, that everything in their life just is flowing easy and, you know, they're really just existing in that moment. But all of us, you know, are faced with things that are out of our control, like the economy and, I mean, look at the gas prices, you know. And you've just got to work within your means. I think that's the most important thing is working within your means in order to make sure that you don't spend more than you have. That, you know, you still do the things that you love to do, you know, and in order to have a balanced life, maybe you don't have to go to Paris this year. Instead, you know, have a little party at home that has a Paris theme. You know, there's a lot of ways that people can still maintain happiness and enjoy life without all the, you know, all the, you know, frivol that could come with it.
Okay, So you're not recommending shop your way into balanced living?
Shop your way, definitely not now. I would not shop your way into balance. You know, what I've experienced is when people really find a balanced life is when they are experiencing their kids, their family, and their friends.
Mm.
They realize, in nature, when they're out in nature, people feel more whole, feel more at peace, feel more clear.
Yeah.
You start realizing, that coach pocketbook or, you know, the other things that we all long for isn't satisfying us. You know, I mean, you've got multi-billionaires that aren't satisfied.
Yes. As
you know,
a matter of
why?
Fact, it was
because it's not going to bring it. What's going to bring it is enjoying the life that you have here and now.
Mm.
You know, it's painting the colors that you want in your house. It's, you know, being creative.
Yes, yes. And one of the things that it makes me curious, when we have yearnings, there's some dissatisfaction, and typically there can be some sort of yearning of, if I have this or if I do that, something outside of ourselves.
Yes.
Then that'll satisfy this yearning, this need. And I'm wondering how, because I'm hearing that happiness is an inside job rather than an outside job, is any hints on how we can take those yearnings, some of those messages for, you know, I just need this, I need to go there, I need to have this person, and then and begin to connect to ourselves more.
Yes. We're creative people, okay? We're creative souls, okay? We're here to create, co-create. A lot of that yearning, okay, that people are, you know, going out there and shopping, you know, doing their, you know, their nightly or weekend shopping sprees, it has to do with they don't know what makes them happy. And it has to do with that creativity. How can they express themselves? How can they show who they are on the inside? So that hole that they want to feel, or that fill, sorry, not feel, fill, can be expressed in many different creative ways. Some people think that a pocketbook or that TV is going to fill it, but it doesn't. It's painting that will do it. It's running that will do it. It is hiking that will do it. It is swimming. It's doing something like a hobby that really will end up filling that hole. If you enjoy volunteering, if you enjoy playing with children, that's what you need to bring into your life.
Mm.
It's creativity. It is the expression of who you are that you bring to the outside that will end up bringing more of an inner peace to the inside.
Ah, wow. Now that's important.
You follow that.
Advice. Yeah.
Okay.
To just once again connect to that happiness, connect without trying to go out and buy it.
Well, it's connecting to how the pocketbook is showing you. It is a part of you. It's symbolizing you. You purchased it because it makes you feel better, but it also becomes a part of you. So by taking on a creative endeavor that you keep doing because you really like doing it, you're expressing that, and you're going to relieve some of your need of having to have that material object around. You know, singing, dancing.
Ah, okay. Yes. And what's nice, I've taken up recently drumming.
Oh, there we go.
That I've wanted to do. And it's been just so much fun to do that. And of course, I don't let a lot of people know this, but I've turned drumming into a form of exercise, because I have a djembe, a single drum that's strapped over my shoulder, and then I'm on a mini rebounder, a little mini trampoline. So I'm bouncing and drumming.
Now, you may have a whole new way of working out. Now, again, though, okay, now here's my question to you is, now when you start drumming, do you sit there and remember, oh, I have to eat lunch?
No. When I'm getting into drumming, it's just like these different rhythms and patterns, and it's kind of like off on this journey.
Because you're expressing that your inner self.
Yeah.
You know, I find myself, I eat a lot more when I'm sitting in front of the TV. When I paint, I mean, it's dinner time by the first time I realize, oh, my goodness, I haven't eaten.
Ah. Wow. Yeah. Well, you're having another kind of nourishment
in
doing your art.
Mm-hmm.
Nourishing your soul, huh?
Well, and you'll find people who are in jobs that they're not happy in are longing to fill that void with something, let it be food or,
yeah,
you know, or something in order.
Wow,
to
are we on to one of
the
keys to weight loss? Feed your soul instead of your stomach.
Well, feed your soul, and the first step is to get to know what your soul, who your soul is. What do you like to do? If you like to knit, that may be it. you know?
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a different. Something different is going to feed everyone's soul.
Okay.
I could give readings all day.
And you feel great from doing that.
Yes, or paint. You know, my husband can run. I can't run unless I'm going to McDonald's. I have no interest in running. It doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
But some people can.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it feeds their soul. It brings balance to their life. It makes them feel so much better.
And that's where it's just, I guess, for many people to take some time with a piece of paper and sit there and go, well, what do I like? Would I rather do this? Would I rather do that?
What do I like? And then start writing down a plan to get there, to to be able to incorporate it in your life?
Well, I think this is just ideal timing, because if people are going to be doing some things on possibly a tighter budget, here's a way to not have to be so concerned about what you're not able to purchase, as much as finding what you like and how that nurtures and nourishes you.
Yes.
This is great. Now, one of the things that comes up is sometimes people starting off on this path and wondering, well, geez, I've made mistakes. How can I learn to trust myself and develop my intuition? Can you help comment on how we could use your book to begin trusting and developing our connection to ourselves and our intuition?
The first thing is, we all make mistakes, and it's leave it in the past. Leave it in the past. It was something that you've already learned from. You're conscious of it. Leave it in the past. Now it's time for everyone, or, you know, for the person who wants to develop their intuition, to start paying attention to what's happening around them. When I was younger, the way I started developing my intuition was, I would sit there and listen for the cars to pass by my house, and I tried to time when I thought a car was going to pass to see if it actually passed. So it's doing things like that. They say, you know, the phone ringing. You know, when the phone rings, try to guess who it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple things like that. You know, I've even done it where, I'll be wearing a certain color, and I'll think, okay, I bet you everyone in the room is going to be wearing this color today. And then I, you know, ask myself, why is everyone in this room wearing this color today? It's paying attention to the things around you that will allow you to develop. The other is, intuition is creativity. It's your senses. So it's expressing your emotions. It's expressing your feelings. It's expressing, again, some form, you know, through some type of creative outlet.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, it's, you know, you could do yoga. You know, it's connecting with your inner soul. Some people find that they meditate. They go into a trance state when they run or they work out. Some people go into a trance state. It sounds like you go into one when you're in that drumming mode.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and that's where, you know, if everyone, you know, who's listening, if they really want to tap into their intuition, it's getting into that state and knowing how they get into it. You know, some people have to meditate, you know, but not everyone has to meditate. I mean, think of how often that all of us drive down the road, you know, and all of a sudden we zone out.
Oh, yeah.
And you wonder, okay, did I turn that street, or how did I actually get home? I don't remember even driving down that road. Well, it's because we went into a zone state.
Yeah, thank God for automatic pilot.
Oh, my God, thank God. Yeah, there have been times where I wondered how I got home. So developing your intuition is starting to pay attention to, when you walk into someone's house, why all of a sudden does the back of your neck hurt? And then you walk into someone else's house, and you seem happier. It's paying attention to your body, how your body feels. It's paying attention to the visions, let it be the daydreaming that people do, or, you know, the dreams that you have at night. It's paying attention to the chills. Okay, that person said that sentence, and I got chills, and it ended up, you know, as this type of outcome. It's paying attention to all your senses and using your body as a tool.
Okay. So paying attention to how we're feeling,
yes,
either in our physical body, what's going on in our mind. Is it harried? Is it confused? Is it calm? How are our feelings? So these are all areas where we can begin to notice things that bring us more joy, more peace, more happiness. And also the things that are like, oh, wait, that's a hassle, or I got a pain now here in this part of my body when I started doing this or thinking about that or got around this person.
Yes. I mean, there, You know, there we all have, you know, a certain friend that when the phone rings, you cringe. Because you know that their energy, when you're together, it brings your energy down. So it's important, you know, for people to really pay attention to that so that way they can keep their energy up and uplifted.
Yes. Ah.
And the more you pay attention to how you're feeling and what you're sensing, that's how your intuition, because that is your intuition.
Wow. Okay. And you went over one of the principles in your book, and of course we want to invite people to go visit your website, www.melissamoraja.com. Because not only can they get your book, Empowering Your Soul, you have a passion through a special family connection you mentioned to this breast cancer awareness campaign.
Yes. My mother-in-law, I never got the opportunity to actually meet her because she passed away when my husband was 18 years old. She was 45 years old, and she died of breast cancer. And so I am donating 50% of the proceeds of this book to a breast cancer organization, a well-known breast cancer organization. They mentioned, I cannot mention the organization at this point until I become a proud sponsor. So I'm trying to raise enough that I can actually be a proud sponsor.
Okay. And I believe we've got a caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, it's Andrea again. I just had to call you guys back. I wanted to thank you again.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, and I know that, you know, I thought I would be a hog if I called back, but I've called back anyway. And I just wanted to find out, because I didn't ask you about any partner or relationship in my life, if there is one to come.
If there is a relationship to come.
Right.
Okay, and you're in Indiana right now.
Right.
Okay, and what's your birthday?
7/11.
7/11?
7/11.
Okay. Like the store.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I had it right. They're taking me out a little bit further in the future. They're actually taking me out, and I'm going a little past. I'm going into 2009. So they're showing me a significant relationship coming more in the fall of 2009. It's not that you're not going to have opportunities for dating sooner. They're showing me the significant person seems more there at that time. The other thing I keep hearing is, did you have someone with a D in his name, like a David or a Darwin or a...
No D.
Okay, then that person probably has a D in his name that's going to be coming in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A
I'm going to say 18 months from now.
I'm sorry, what, how many months?
18 months from now.
15 months, okay.
18, yes, 1-8.
Okay. And is there any way that I can learn how to, because I get the feeling after you told me about the job and my dad that I've been drifting along, and I really have been working on myself for a while, but do you get the feeling that maybe I can do more for myself energetically? Or because I really don't want to be controlled, and I work so hard on myself, you know, just to get to this point.
You know, one of the things that may be great for you is some type of, like, women's support group. Having other women that can actually empower you, you know, in that way. The other thing I kept seeing, too, is some type of, it felt like some type of, like, physical fitness group that you were going to become part of. And this physical fitness group really was going to be, I just keep seeing this group of women reaching goals together. And
okay.
That's going to be one of the groups that you're just going to feel very at home with. But I see it as more of a, like a physical fitness type group.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you right now?
Well, I know I'm doing stuff on my own, so, you know, physical fitness. So
I see you becoming a group with women working out or doing some things to reach certain milestones. And I just the vision I keep seeing is, you know, like those step stool, you know, in aerobics classes that people step on and then step off, step on, step off.
Right.
That's the picture I keep seeing you stepping on this, stepping off, and I keep seeing these other women around you, and you're all there to reach certain goals together. It's like a group collaborative effort.
Okay. You see that very soon, or like in a month or so, or?
Oh, when do I see this coming? I'm going to say summer months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say more towards the summer months, maybe July. So I'm going to say around probably right after your birthday.
Oh, summer months.
Maybe
okay.
Between the 11th and 18th of July.
Okay. And I still, like you said, the 15th around, the 15th of May to start working, so... I don't want to feel lazy or anything. Is there something I should be doing between now and then? Because it's still a long time. You see me doing something else?
No, just keep doing what you're doing is, you know, applying for the jobs and going to the interviews. And, you know, some things just take time, you know. And, you know, it's waiting is the hard time. But if you just keep doing what you're doing, you're heading right in the right direction.
Okay.
So it's applying. I see the job coming through some type of placement agency, so like a career placement agency.
Okay.
You know, so it's staying in touch with them and then going on in as many interviews as you can.
Okay. Well, you have surely been helpful. I suppose like, some of these things are in your
Ron
book,
or
huh?
Rhonda? Do you know a Ron or a Rhonda?
Ron or Wanda? No.
No, it's Rhonda, like R-H-O-N-D-A. I'm going to say this person is around the new job.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, and I really appreciate both of you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It makes me feel much better. Well, have a great evening, both of you.
Thanks
a lot. Good night.
Good night. A quick thing. Melissa, I don't know if you can work with this. A friend of mine, their three-month-old daughter, Sativa, she was born the 30th of December of last year, and just a couple days ago got a series of different inoculations and then got very ill from it and was kept overnight and then put into intensive care. And I don't know if, you know, if you can pick up on anything that would be supportive for little Sativa.
Her name's Sativa?
Yeah, S-A-T-I-V-A, Sativa.
What's her mother's name?
Heidi.
You know what I keep seeing? They keep showing me a vision of her mom needing to hold her. I don't, you know, I don't know the medical condition, but they just keep showing me Heidi holding her.
Okay.
And, like, rocking her. So I think it's more, it must be just human touch.
Okay. So that, all right, so that she can overcome some of that because there's a whole other venue around inoculations and some of the downsides that can happen to children. Well,
right.
Well, I want to thank you. My goodness.
Does your friend, does he have another girl?
This is her first child.
Okay. Well, they were showing me, I was trying to look out in the future, and I kept seeing a little girl at 5 years old around Heidi. So
oh.
That pretty much would give her confirmation that Sativa,
it's
you know, continues.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's happy.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if she had another little girl. I just wanted to make sure I got my vision correct.
You could be calling. Well, I just want to thank you. We've blazed through our time here and feel like we're just getting started. I want to thank you for taking time, Melissa, and once again mention your website, Melissa Morasia, MelissaMoraja.com, where they can go and get your book, Empower Your Soul, and there's information on there we didn't even get into that people can actually schedule consultations with you that are much more in-depth than what we did on the air here.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Oh, you're welcome. Much good luck with your book. And
thank you.
And to all my beloved listeners, thank you. Wishing
Glenn,
you
I'd like to say prayer, you know, a prayer for Heidi's little girl.
Yes.
I just felt like June seemed to be a more positive month.
Oh, okay. For her to really regain great health?
Yeah, June. I'm going to say June.
All right. Well, good. Thank you. And we will keep little Sativa in our prayers. It's just a wonderful thing. Well, thank you. And we will keep looking. I can't wait to do more work with your book myself so that I can develop more of my intuitive skills. And invite all of my listeners to do the same. And tune in next week as we'll be learning more about what it's like to celebrate more of life, even though we know that there's an end to physical form. Our guest, Lynn Valverde, will teach us how to celebrate life more while we're here. So thank you, Melissa. You have a great week. God bless you, my listeners. God bless you until we meet again. And goodbye for now.
Okay, thank you, Ken, and
You're
thank
welcome.
You, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.